Shareholders at the nation's biggest telephone company, Verizon Communications, have won a proxy vote that puts the brakes on lavish golden parachutes given to retiring executives. Several hundred executive pay resolutions are being debated at corporate annual meetings nationwide, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
The resolution at New York-based Verizon Communications requires shareholder approval of any future severance package that exceeds 3 times the executive's base pay and bonus. The measure won by a broad 18% margin. It was sponsored by the Association of Bell Tel Retirees, a group of 90,000 former phone company workers. The association's Tom Butler says the vote sends a message that costly management perks will no longer be financed at the expense of workers.
The executives have been taking very good care of themselves, but not doing so for the retirees who were promised cost of living adjustments in their working years and told that when they retire they would get those every 2 to 3 years, have not received a cost of living adjustment since 1991.
An identical shareholder proposal to downsize golden parachutes was narrowly defeated yesterday at General Electric. Last year, there was a major outcry over retired GE chairman Jack Welch's multi-million-dollar severance package. CalPERS, the California Public Retirement System, co-sponsored that resolution, which lost 52-48%. GE's board of directors opposed the measure. The directors at Verizon also fought against the retirees' proxy, which Tom Butler says makes their victory all the sweeter.
They do put great pressure on to make sure that they don't lose these type of proxies. So it's really rather remarkable that a small grassroots type of retiree organization, a ragtag group of shareholders, can get together and flex their muscles and show that we can make a big difference.
On Friday, shareholders at SBC Communications will consider resolutions governing stock options for executives. The giant teachers union, TIAA-CREF, is behind that proposal. In all, more than 300 shareholder resolutions on management compensation were filed for this proxy season, which runs from February through June. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.